tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, how El Salvador's government is attempting to smash the country's criminal gangs. That's after a short break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, who frequently sports a baseball cap, sunglasses, a black leather jacket, and a perfectly manicured beard, wouldn't look out of place on a reality TV show. But he is a deadly serious politician.
A ver cuánto tiempo duran sus homeboys allá adentro. Les juro por Dios que no comen un arroz.
Let's see how long the homeboys can last in prison, President Bukele told his supporters. I swear to God, they won't eat a single grain of rice and we'll see how long they last. These recent comments from the 41-year-old, who has described himself as the world's coolest dictator, might seem like a hollow threat from a populist blowhard. But they are a carefully choreographed reference to his clampdown on criminality, which has culminated in the creation of a fearsome mega-prison, which will eventually hold up to 40,000 inmates. Nayib Bukele first gained notoriety in 2021, following his decision to make El Salvador the first country in the world to accept Bitcoin as a legal tender. El Salvador, which is nestled between Honduras, Guatemala, and the Pacific Ocean, is the smallest nation in Central America. It has one of the highest murder rates in the world. President Bukele declared a war on the country's gangs and imposed a nationwide state of emergency a year ago.
Thousands of mostly young men have been arrested over the last few weeks as El Salvador tries to clamp down on gang violence. New emergency powers means the police can hold suspects for 15 days without evidence or access to lawyers. And many here claim the roundup is indiscriminate.
Many of those detained in recent months have been sent to the hastily constructed complex 40 miles from the capital, San Salvador. Nayib Bukele has bragged that it's impossible to escape from the facility. It's indisputable that El Salvador, which has the highest incarceration rate in the world, is in desperate need of a more modern prison system. But the ominously named Center for Confining Terrorism is certainly not it. The president turned up for the bizarre and grim unveiling ceremony surrounded by the country's elite security forces. The photo op garnered El Salvador international press attention.
Hundreds of inmates, barefoot and stripped down to white shorts, scurry into El Salvador's new mega prison, ordered to crouch down on the ground one after another.
Detailed satellite analysis of the facility for the Financial Times has found that the mega prison will set records for deliberately designed overcrowding. Each of the 8 prison buildings has 32 cells of about 100 square meters to hold more than 100 prisoners, the government says. Each cell has just 2 sinks and 2 toilets. Photos of the inmates show them looking identical, covered from head to toe with heavily pigmented tattoos, symbols of some of the country's most feared gangs. Their heads are all shaved. Human rights groups have pointed out that prisoners are deliberately prevented from accessing the most basic of needs, such as daylight and bedding. The inmates are closely watched by heavily armed guards in jet black riot gear as they clamber for what space there is on the steel bunks. So, what impact is President Bukele's war on gangs having on his political standing?
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate? And how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
El Salvador has been beset by gang violence for decades. After the end of the country's civil war in the early 90s, Salvadoran gang members living in the United States were forcibly deported back to their homeland. The sky-high rates of criminal violence that were once LA's problem went with them to El Salvador. President Bukele is not the first president, and probably won't be the last, to attempt to stamp out these deep-seated problems.
Gangs and violence are an unfortunate part of life in El Salvador. It is a big issue, but the way he is going about it is causing a lot of concern, a lot of human rights abuses. It is concerning for a lot of us who are Salvadorans, who have family back in El Salvador. We're a transnational people.
Some media outlets, including CNN, have reported that the crackdown has been used as a smokescreen to detract from US claims of clandestine peace talks between Mr. Bukele's government and senior members of El Salvador's most feared criminals. Whatever the reality, President Bukele's ruthless approach to law and order has seen his popularity soar. A recent poll suggested he has an approval rating of almost 90%. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Rhys James. While you're here, let me tell you about an exciting new podcast from Tortoise. The News Meeting is a weekly show which brings you into the newsroom to hear the arguments about what should lead the news and why. Normally, it's presented by Tortoise's James Harding, but he's away this week, so Adam Bolton is in the editor's chair. He's a veteran journalist who was Sky News' political editor for 25 years and then editor at large. Every Friday, three journalists each pitch one story from the week that they think matters most, and then the editor makes a judgment. Which story should top the running order? Listen to the latest episode of The News Meeting wherever you get your podcasts.
Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Jeevan Vasagar. I'm climate editor at Tortoise and host of a new podcast called Counter Crisis from the Centre for Disaster Protection, a UK government-funded international organisation which works to change how the world plans and pays for disasters. If you follow the news, you'll know that more people than ever are in need of humanitarian assistance. War and climate change are affecting millions, but the solutions haven't really kept pace. Finance is key. We saw during the pandemic that the countries that found it easiest to borrow money were the most able to respond, and not the countries that were the most affected. Across three episodes, covering disasters, the losses caused by climate change, and our response to disease outbreaks, I'm going to try and make sense of this. Why are the current ways we respond to crises inadequate, and how can we do better? I'll be speaking to experts to rethink the recovery from crisis and find out why prearranged finance can help get aid where it's needed. You can listen now. Search for Counter Crisis wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the feed to make sure you don't miss an episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.